When Dennis Hastert was a freshman representative, Ronald Reagan was president. Hastert, a Republican from Illinois, was part of a group that did not want to raise the debt ceiling until they had a conversation with then-Secretary of the Treasury, Jim Baker.
And he looks at us and says, well, you boys, what are you going to do when your constituents call you up next week and they're not getting their Social Security checks? Or, you know, the doctors aren't getting their Medicare checks when we stop, you know, when you guys stop government. And it kind of came a realization, this borrowing is really kind of part of the process.
Hastert says there's not enough revenue coming in to pay for the federal government, so the debt ceiling has to keep being raised. Hastert was Speaker of the House from 1999 until 2007, a time when raising the debt ceiling wasn't an issue like it is today. He says things were even easier when Democrat Dick Gephardt of Missouri was Speaker, because under the Gephardt rule, when Congress passed a budget, it automatically passed the debt ceiling. Hastert says he is concerned that future generations will be paying off huge amounts of federal debt, so Congress needs to make tough decisions about reducing the deficit.
And the only way you can start to make some changes is to draw some hard lines in the sand. And if you need things like the debt ceiling, crisis, and you're actually kind of creating a false crisis, but you do create that crisis, and deadlines, that's the way you get things done.
Hastert was in La Crosse this week, speaking with students at Viterbo University through the Congress to Campus program. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.